It's great. It's really great to see you both. And, you know, you've done this amazing tandem ride from John O'Groats down to Land's End. But it's the second time you've done the trip.
Yes.
How do you feel, the first thing?
Bit tired. We're recovering now.
Yeah.
It was very tiring. Pleased with ourselves, I suppose. Bit smug.
I think if I cycle 10 miles, I'll be pretty smug, but never mind. How many miles is it, Ted?
We did 946 miles.
946 miles. And how many days?
15 days.
Okay.
Averaging about 63 miles a day.
Thank you for saying that. I was trying to work it out in my head, and I'm not that good at mental maths anymore. So that's absolutely amazing. And it's the second time you did. Was there a difference this time to when you did it last time?
Well, last time we did it
the other way.
Direction, so we were going uphill last time.
That was my joke earlier.
That's right, yes. I thought I'd get my arm back.
Absolutely.
It was more difficult this time.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons, I messed up the planning of the route and overestimated our ability a little bit. So after the first 4 days, we were very tired. We'd done... The second, third and fourth day, we did over 70 miles each day.
Right.
And that tired us out.
Right.
It was quite hilly, obviously, in Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to adjust the route for the rest of the ride to compensate, and that put pressure on us.
I played George Benson's, Rag and Bone Man's We're Only Human After All, you know, as a men's song. That don't put the blame on me, but you're being pretty honest about that.
Well, yes, I mean, it was something we've talked about.
Yeah. And
that's what we accept. Also, the fact that we underestimated the amount of training we needed.
Right.
So it was harder work.
And was it more difficult because you'd done that distance before? Last time, there were lots of unknowns, weren't there? You were sort of, and so you were always going on to something new.
I think you're right. Funnily enough, a fellow cyclist said to us, the second time you do some kind of big attempt at something is not as good as the first time.
Right.
There isn't that anticipation, and certainly there wasn't the euphoria at the end that we had the first time round. Right.
This time it was just a blessed relief, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a bit. Yes.
Well, yeah,
go on.
To an extent, the reason there was no euphoria is that the last 5 miles to Land's End, we were in the midst of a biblical rain storm.
Yeah.
We couldn't see the road surface because the rain was bouncing off the road.
Yeah.
We got to Land's End. We were soaked to the skin, cold. There was not really many people about, and those that were there were huddling for shelter.
Yeah.
And there was no celebration. There was nobody there congratulating us, which there was last time.
Yeah.
And it felt just a little bit down.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Yeah, well, you know, we congratulate you now. Well done, you know,
you're
here doing that. And though the low lights, but what about the highlights? What were the highlights, Denise? What do you remember? Some of the scenery in Scotland, I should imagine, was spectacular.
We were so lucky with the weather in Scotland. We had
Land's End got its own back.
It did, I'm afraid so, yes. And the Midlands, Worcester was really wet. But the weather was perfect in Scotland for most of the time. The one day it was really hot and we had to stop and buy suntan lotion, which we hadn't taken for Scotland. The scenery going up from Pitlochry?
Aviemore
to Pitlochry.
The
absolutely stupendous.
Right.
Climbing up to Drumochta Pass, which was very high but not too difficult to climb. It was a steady climb up, and that was a wonderful moment.
Right.
What else was good? Going over Shap was good.
Oh, going down Shap was even better. The thing about the Drumochta Pass is it's a 14-mile climb.
Yeah.
Of a steady gradient, but 14 miles from the start to the top. When we got to the top of this mountain pass, there was a sign that somebody had graffitied, and it said, "The earth is flat."
Yes, that made us smile.
Oh, that made us
brilliant,
smile.
Brilliant. Did you go down the other side with your legs out on the, you know?
Well, sadly,
it felt like it.
It would have been nice, but it's as gentle going down as it is going up. So, again, it was a long ride down, wasn't it?
Right.
But it was...
But when gravity's on your side, it makes a big difference.
Oh, boy, yes.
Well, coming down off Shap was exhilarating.
Yeah.
And later on in Cornwall, we actually took to the A30 at one point.
Yeah.
And the long downhills on that, we actually achieved 50.5 miles an hour going down one of the hills. Luckily, I didn't know that until I checked the computers afterwards.
Right.
And I got my eyes shut for most of the time going there.
And now he tells you.
Yeah, now he tells me. Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Now, you were raising money for the Wolverhampton Music Service, with whom you got, obviously, family links.
Yes, indeed, yes. All three of our grandchildren have attended the music service one way or another. Our youngest is there at the moment. He's a cellist and he's in the orchestra. Doing quite nicely. Grade 5, I think he is, isn't he, at the moment?
Right, right.
Our granddaughter is at Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama as a result, really, of all the time she spent with the music service. They've been wonderful to our grandchildren.
Right.
And our middle grandson was a guitarist.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they've all benefited from the music service, and the staff there are just great.
And it's just a way by which you can give something...
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. It's our way of saying thank you to them.
Well, it's quite a way of saying thank you. I think I just got the chequebook out. But
good.
It's another story altogether. What was the impact on your grandchildren, Ted, as they sort of grew up doing the music? Could you see the focus there? Could you see how really it gave them something very positive in their lives?
Well, yes. I mean, I see our grandchildren, but all the other children that go there, and how it changes them, and they become part of a team. And you see the children when they're going in the evening for the ensembles, and they're meeting new people, and it just builds up their confidence and makes them better people. It's brilliant.
And this is one of the lovely things about music, isn't it? That some of it's individual, but actually you are a part of a wider number as well.
Yes.
So it is, as you say, a team as well. So
that's
you learn
great.
Lots of different values within there.
Yeah.
And sticking at it, rehearsing,
well,
practicing,
yes.
You know.
Yes, yeah. I think the thing about having to practice helps them with things like homework as well. You know, it gives them a focus, and they realise that the more they practice, the better they get.
Yeah.
And it's the same with their schoolwork. You know, the more they work at it, the better they get. And schools as well have all said that music helps children to learn other things.
Right.
So that's really nice.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's a discipline that then feeds into the box. And I should imagine, you know, we were joking earlier that last time you were in the radio station, it was Glorious Grandma Day, and this week is World Mental Health Day. We thought there might be an appropriate link of that. But just being serious, being serious about this, though, the music will help the mental well-being of these children and young people as well, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, our granddaughter had one or two difficulties when she was at school, and she's managed to come to terms with that. And she's now a vice president of the Students' Union in Cardiff, Cardiff where she's studying. And she advocates for mental health, helping the students there. So that, again, is a benefit that came going through the music service, how they helped her develop and go on for her to help other people.
All about confidence.
Yes.
No, yeah.
I'm catching up with a guy called James Davison, who suffers from Tourette's syndrome, but talks about the confidence he's had, and his creative outlet is through writing and his children with writing as well. So that this creativity, really important for children in building up their self-confidence.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. Right, big question. How much did you raise?
Still raising money,
but
we're hurtling towards £2,000 at the moment.
Right.
We're very nearly there, I think.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Any contribution that comes in from now on will be very gratefully received.
And here we have it. It's not too late. So where can people go to give?
Well, you can go to Wolverhampton Music Service website, and there's a link that can be found there. Or you can go to Just Giving and look up Wolverhampton Music Service on that, and you will find us there.
Okay. Go to Just Giving and look for Mad Grandparents.
Yes.
Almost
certainly our picture will come up.
I think it's an incredible achievement. Everybody will think, what an incredible achievement this is. I won't say you're going to do it again, because you're not going to do it again, are you?
No.
What are the two words?
Never say never.
No, your two words.
Oh, my two
never
words.
Again.
Never again.
Never again.
I said it so often on that trip. But,
right. I was just glad the second one wasn't another word there. But anyway, we'll could have been the way you were feeling, you know, about it. But the cycle, obviously, this isn't kind of a one-off. Cycling, the tandem riding is a part of your life and a part of you staying fit.
Absolutely.
Of course, yes.
We were out yesterday, back on the tandem. 50 miles, just to make sure our legs still worked. But it was lovely because we weren't carrying luggage, so it was much easier cycling without luggage. And no really big hills, were there yesterday?
No. It was a nice change.
Well, you know, absolutely brilliant. Well done. Congratulations. And couldn't be down in the pouring rain at Land's End and probably holding, you know, silver blankets and all that kind of thing for you.
Would have been nice, actually, if somebody had offered us a silver blanket, we'd have taken it, I think.
Well, it's absolutely amazing. I'm sure the music service, again, will be overwhelmed by the support and the profile. It's not just about the money, it's about the profile, which is why, you know, I really wanted to get you in this morning to tell the story of how important the service is.
And can I thank you for your support and for all your listeners that have helped us?
No, absolute pleasure, absolute pleasure. And I'm really pleased to do it and to mark something that is quite amazing. I'll give out those details again. I'll look them up and what I do with Just Giving usually is I have a bit of search on there, and then I put in certain words and find the easiest way of finding you.
Yes.
But it may well be Wolverhampton Music Service.
The
way.
It might be easier to look for Friends of Wolverhampton Music Service, actually.
Friends of, okay. We'll put that out there onto our social media as well and try and give it a boost. But thank you.
Thank you.
To see you again. And
you too.
And take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.